Hello, Saints. So today I want to bring a topic called artificial light. And I'll start in Job 10:22. A land of darkness, as darkness itself, and of the shadow of death, without any order, and where the light is as darkness. So when there is no light, the only alternative is darkness. In the absence of truth, there is only falsehood and deception. The truth is the light, is the Word of God, is Jesus Christ, who leads his sheep out of all darkness and teaches us all things. John 14:26. But the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance, whatsoever I have said unto you. But it's not enough to know the Word of God, the principles, the doctrines. Even Satan knows and manipulates God's Word for his own uses. One must be born again by the Spirit of God and walk according to his ways. This is why our Lord gives us a stark warning. Luke 11:35. Take heed, therefore, that the light which is in thee be not darkness. Because Satan can masquerade as an angel of light. 2 Corinthians 11:13-15. For such are false apostles, deceitful workers, transforming themselves into the apostles of Christ. And no marvel, for Satan himself is transformed into an angel of light. Therefore it is no great thing if his ministers also be transformed as the ministers of righteousness, whose end shall be according to their works. The key to knowing the artificial from the real, the fake convert from the true, is the fruit of the tree. Matthew 7 verse 20. Wherefore by their fruits ye shall know them. Their works, a pattern of not only obeying the letter, but of submitting to the Spirit in all their ways, progressively growing brighter and brighter as they walk in the Lord, knowing, discerning, understanding how to use the talents the Lord has given them, not just possessing them, as proof that God knows them and they know God. Proverbs 4:18-19. But the path of the just is as the shining light that shineth more and more unto the perfect day. The way of the wicked is as darkness. They know not at what they stumble. Yet the substance of the light of those who are not following Christ or following a false Christ is cast away. Job 15:23. He wandereth abroad for bread, saying, where is it? He knoweth that the day of darkness is ready at his hand. And whatever light the wicked does have will be put out. Job 18:5-10. Yea, the light of the wicked shall be put out, and the spark of his fire shall not shine. The light shall be dark in his tabernacle, and his candle shall be put out with him. The steps of his strength shall be straightened, and his own counsel shall cast him down. For he is cast into a net by his own feet, and he walketh upon a snare. The djinn shall take him by the heel, and the robber shall prevail against him. The snare is laid for him in the ground, and a trap for him in the way. This is why the scriptures constantly tell saints to test all things, holding fast to that which is good. 1 Thessalonians 5:21. Prove all things, hold fast that which is good. And I'd like to add, there is none good but one, that is God. Christ said those words. 1 John 4:1. Beloved, believe not every spirit, but try the spirits whether they are of God, because many false prophets are gone out into the world. Romans 12:2. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. And finally, 2 Corinthians 13:5. Examine yourselves, whether ye be in the faith. Prove your own selves. Know ye not your own selves how that Jesus Christ is in you, except ye be reprobates? So that was my study on artificial light. Satan can disguise himself as a minister of light, but test all things, saints, prove all things. By their fruits ye shall know them. It's not enough to just know the Bible front to back, memorize it, maybe obey even some of it. A lot of people can do a lot of things in their flesh, obeying the letter. You have to be born of the Spirit of God, walking by the Spirit. And the Spirit will confirm within you if you're of Jesus Christ, of the truth, walking according to the truth, walking in the light as He is in the light. But you have to test yourself. You have to make sure you're in that truth, because there's a lot of artificial light out there. We see it in professing Christianity all over the place. And it's important to make sure you're in the truth, you're in the light. It's a very narrow way. So I hope you have a good rest of your day or night, wherever you are, and God be praised.